This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right, Anthony Gallo on The Fan, the greatest radio station on the planet, in the greatest city on the world, New York City, with the two worst baseball teams on the planet. And that's where we start, 888-808-1019, to get in on this vent sesh. This embarrassment of a baseball season gets worse. And I sat here all night. Where do I start? Do I rip the Mets? I rip the Yankees? Let's just do both at the same time and get this vent sesh, this therapy session going. The Mets, 18-29 since June 13th. The Yankees, 19-30. An embarrassment. They find new ways to lose every night. Every night is a new embarrassment. Every night is a new brutal way to lose. And with the Mets, it's simple. Their stars stink. Their stars are not allowed to be called stars anymore. The Fab Four, the Fantastic Four, more like the Fugazi Four, the Fraudulent Four. The four guys who neither of them, none of them, can put together an at-bat, a meaningful at-bat. Juan Soto is useless outside of low leverage, no runners on situations. I don't care about the shuffle or what. I don't care anymore. It's time for these guys to step up. Pitiful at bat after pitiful at bat. 1-for-14, 6 strikeouts from the four guys who are supposed to be leading this franchise. 3 runs should not be a death sentence. And I want to get on Senga. But God forbid a guy makes one mistake, it shouldn't be the end of the night for the team. Too little, too late. Marte, one of the few guys with a pulse on this team, is Starling Marte. But Marte with the double, McNeil with the single, and the eventual throw out from Perkins on a perfect throw to get Marte by a mile at home. An embarrassment. The manager, who, listen, I like the manager, but can we figure out how to challenge a call in the fifth inning? Take it too much time. You know the umpire's already got a problem with you, Barksdale. And you can't get the challenge out. I'm not saying that costs them the game. But God forbid anyone does their job right on this team. Anybody. Brooks Raley comes in, immediately hits a guy. It's embarrassing. Every night is an embarrassment. The Yankees finally show some life. Finally show some fight. And Devin Williams, you know what the problem was? It wasn't that they had to bring Devin Williams in. It's that they couldn't finish the game before Devin Williams was the only option. Bednar and Hill were spent. You were trying to stay away from them. So you go to Devin Williams in the lowest of low leverages, and the guy can't get it out before imploding the game. And the Yankees fought. It's still embarrassing. Neither offense does anything. Both mustering five hits. The Yankees, the only positive is they struck out one less time. It's embarrassing. New York baseball is embarrassing right now. Since June 13th, embarrassing. And nothing's changing anytime soon. I came on here last night, and I tried to, with the Mets, it was not positive. I tried to say I'm going to give the Yankees the benefit of the doubt. And listen, it could all change with two wins against the Astros. It could all change for the Mets with two wins against the Brewers. Today, I wanted to have a fun show. Old Timers Day coming up at the stadium. Supposed to be a celebratory time. And these teams rob you of that. They rob you of any enjoyment of watching the game you love. Senga's got to field that ball. But also, is it possible that the four biggest guys on the team as a whole, can pick their pitcher up and get over a one-run deficit? It feels like they haven't had a big hit in weeks. And you know what? McNeil finally gets one. And the game ends on a dart from the center fielder Perkins. And we're all left dumbfounded. And then on the other side of town, the Yankees come home. They're facing their most bitter rival this decade. It starts off disastrous. Second batter of the game, Altuve goes yard. It's time to stop booing. Maybe cheering him will throw him off. But the Yankees battled. They got a good pitching performance from Cam Schlittler. The bullpen did a good job up until Devin Williams comes in and implodes. And where does it end? Now the Yankees sit a half game above the Guardians. They're lucky the Phillies beat the Rangers, and unlike for the Mets, who lose a game to the Phillies, and the Mets sit 3.5 above the Reds. They're lucky the Reds did not gain ground on them tonight. The Phillies did. Both of these teams in shambles. I can't guarantee that either of these teams will be playing October baseball. And you know what? I feel like an idiot for last night saying, I'm going to give the Yankees the benefit of the doubt. They're finally getting healthy, heels back, Judge is back. They got the deadline, guys. And they go out and they spit in your face. And the Mets have been spitting in your face for 2 months. The Mets have been laughing at you. They're all collecting huge checks. The top guys doing nothing outside of Edwin Diaz. I love Lindor. I love Pete. I love Nimmo. Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, they're bums. Right now, they don't deserve any credit. They don't deserve any praise. The face of the franchise and Pete Alonso, the supposed captain, the good old boy, runs the first base, Brandon Nimmo, the $750 million bust. These guys deserve zero praise. And I am always the optimist. I am called a homer so much because I tend to be even keel, especially in this sport, where you play 162 games, and it's tough for me to muster up the energy to panic after every loss. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I've been panicking for a month now with the Mets. And as an objective observer of the Yankees, I've been panicking for them too. These teams came into this year. New York baseball was supposed to be the top of the sport, competing for World Series. Contenders, they're both pretenders. 888-808-1019. I'm sick of it. I want to come on here for once and get excited about these teams, and they rob you of that. It's so bad. I'm not even a Giants or Jets fan, and I'm previewing in my head preseason games. I'm more excited about seeing the Jets and Giants play tomorrow than Yankees Old Timers Day or a Mets Brewers series, which should be the top of my list for this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to a jazz festival to get away from the Mets. I'm dressing up like a guy from the Peaky Blinders and going to Governor's Island so I don't have to watch this crap anymore. I honestly want to do that, but for the dramatics of it, I can't do it anymore. They kill you. And you know what's funny is? The Mets have been doing this to me my whole life. And now, Yankee fans, welcome to the party. It's embarrassing. And we'll get to what the Yankees need to do about Devin Williams. And it's funny. The Yankees, for me, it was a positive game up until Devin Williams blows it. Even after that, they battle. They get a run in the 10th inning. And you're thinking the Goldschmidt at bat, I think it was like 10, 11 at bat, pitches. At least they showed some fight. The Mets went down like cowards. They show no life. Their stars show no life. If I have to watch Brandon Nimmo take a pitch down the middle, one more time, I'm going to lose it. These teams are going nowhere, and we need to get used to it. And for the Mets, I don't think much is changing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have no problems with Mendoza as a manager. I have no problems with the owner or the GM. I have a problem with the players. For the Yankees, it's time to start talking about serious change. If nothing turns around, and it won't, it's time to talk about top-down changes. The Mets just locked into the 15-year, $750 million deal. They got to make a decision about the guy who's soon to be their franchise-leading home run hitter. And I got to be honest, for the Yankees, it's a little different. If the Yankees go out and beat the Astros the next 2 days, I have a different tone with them because they have an easier schedule. I think the AL is far weaker. For the Mets, nothing's changing if they win these next two games. I'm not sitting here and believing again. Now I got to worry about one of the worst teams in baseball, the Atlanta Braves. I got to worry about them next because the Mets, this Mets team that's full of cowards, can't beat them. Outside of one day at the end of the season last year in a doubleheader, this Mets team goes to Atlanta and they shrink. Atlanta comes here and they shrink. Over and over again, I watch bad at bat after bad at bat. For the Yankees, they find unique ways to lose. It's actually not every at bat and every pitcher that I'm sitting there like, this team is clueless. It's that they find a way to shoot themselves in the foot. For the Mets, they're lifeless from first pitch to the end. I didn't get excited when Soto hit that home run. Yes, of course, I'm happy They hit a solo shot. Marte hits the solo shot. I'm not sitting here saying, wow, look at all these great at-bats they're putting together. It was embarrassing. And Senga finally looks good. Finally efficient. They could have touched him. And he can't field a dribbler. And I'm sorry. The game is not on him. But can you field the dribbler? Can the Mets challenge the catch? It was a catcher's interference. But this isn't on the umps. If you're watching it in real time, I thought it was. When they showed the replay, he clearly didn't touch him. And if he did, it was minuscule. Can Mendoza challenge in time? We can't even get that right. And then Brooks rarely comes in. A guy who I've praised a lot. And he hits the first batter. Drives in a run. The deciding run. You finally get a good inning at Stanek. And it's the same thing with the Mets every night. The Yankees, the sad part about the Yankees is they actually play well. And then they have three or four monumental mistakes, bonehead mistakes. The Mets, it's lifeless from the beginning, every night. No-name pitchers destroying them. Brandon Woodruff coming off a back injury. They make him look like Cy Young. And he's having a good year. I don't want to take anything away from him. But tonight, the Mets couldn't hit anything down the middle. I watch Mauricio not hit pitches down the middle. I watch Nimmo take, it's like the old Nimmo that used to bother me. Oh, he's so patient, and he's watching fat meatball pitches go right down the middle. Lindor doing that thing where he swings and his hand comes off the bat. Alonso looking aloof again. Looking like last year pre-wildcard game Pete Alonso. And Juan Soto. You know, the great Mike Francesa used to call guys compiler. He's a compiler. Juan Soto is a compiler this year. A bunch of solo shots. I think it's now 21 of his 27 home runs are solo home runs. And the guy can't get up there in meaningful at-bats and do anything. Runners on, no runners on. Outside of that McNeil swing, actually, to be fair, McNeil, his last two times he's come up in big moments in the ninth, has put good swings on the ball. He's the only one. Marte, the only guy with a pulse. It's embarrassing. They can't field. They can't hit. Their pitchers don't go long. And the last two games, can you really blame the pitching? I know Peterson wasn't great, but the offense was giving you nothing. You don't think the pitchers feel this? When they know, oh, I gave up a run. I gave up two runs. This game's over. You don't think, outside of Jacob DeGrom, you don't think night in and night out, when guys know they have a fine margin for error, that it does not affect them? It's embarrassing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.